All right, someone who is very familiar with what the Eagles have done here in free agency because they have gone the route of the San Francisco 49ers, bringing in defensive lineman Isaac Sopoaga. No, Sopoaga. I'm going to have trouble with that all season long. Let's bring in Matt Maiocco from CSN Bay Area, a beat writer covering the 49ers since 1995. Matt, thanks so much for spending some time with us. And look, the Eagles didn't waste any time here going after Isaac. What can you tell us about him?
Well, he's a nose tackle, 3-4 nose tackle, kind of that prototype, 330-pound plus guy who played first down and second down. So with so many teams going to multi-receiver sets, the 49ers spent a great deal of time in their nickel defense this past season. So Isaac only played about 30% of the snaps. But I think he gets a lot of credit for how well Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman have played, because he's one of those guys up front that keeps the guards and the center from getting to that second level. So he's kind of a dirty work type of player. You're not going to see him make a whole lot of plays in the backfield. You're not going to see him sack the quarterback or anything like that. But for a 3-4 defense, I think he's a pretty good fit and can probably play more than just the 30% that he played for the 49ers last season.
Yeah, Matt, we're not quite sure. This whole Chip Kelly regime is so new. We have not yet seen them in practice. We really don't even know the scheme. It seems like the defense will be a kind of a hybrid, at times a 3-4, at times a 4-3. So I guess with Sopoaga, is he somebody who can play defensive tackle in a 4-3 as well?
Yeah, he's versatile enough, and he's a good enough athlete to do that. And he played under Billy Davis, mm-hmm. With the 49ers for a couple seasons, which really was a Mike Nolan type of scheme. The hybrid 3-4, 4-3. Sopoaga has a deceiving athleticism. A year ago, he played a lot of fullback for the 49ers. I mean, they would bring him in short yardage situations, and he had some monster blocks in some of his action a year ago. And if you ever get a chance, this is kind of an oddball observation, but if you ever get a chance to see him throw a football,
right,
he'll often throw the football around before practice or before games. He has an absolute cannon for an arm,
right,
and it's really a unique thing to see. He might have a better arm than Michael Vick.
So, Matt, he can throw the ball 70 yards down the field. That's the urban legend.
With a flick of the wrist, and it's a perfect spiral. In fact, I'm convinced that I would watch the offensive coordinator, Greg Roman, kind of watching Isaac Sopoaga during practices last year, before practices, and I'd see them chatting from time to time. And I was convinced at some point you would see Sopoaga go into the game for some kind of oddball play where he's throwing the ball 70 yards down the field. Now, he's a very deceptive athlete.
Matt, it seems like the 49ers put everything together defensively, and Sopoaga was there during the formative years. And I wondered, as they constructed that blueprint, and with Tom Gamble in the personnel department, how much of it was kind of designed around the talents of Sopoaga and another player that we'll get to here shortly, Ricky Jean-Francois, who the Eagles obviously have some interest in. He's visiting today.
Well, what the 49ers have tried to do is, they put their money in certain spots. They don't believe in overpaying guys. And the last contract that Sopoaga signed was a 5-year deal that averaged $4 million a year. And, in this day and age, how many times do we see a guy sign a 5-year contract and doesn't even make it to year 3? So he did a good job in his role of really, like I said, being that dirty work kind of player, and a guy that you wouldn't list as one of the standouts in that defense, but it's a very necessary role. So it's kind of good to see him get a very similar deal that he signed on his last contract with the 49ers. And the 49ers had gotten to the point where they weren't going to pay him $4 million a year, and so they decided to move on and maybe get a younger, maybe cheaper body in there and put their money in other positions.
Matt, do you see Sopoaga as a leader kind of player? It seems like he's got a lot of energy. Seems like he has a lot of fun on the football field, will do anything the coach wants to see. A leader type player, and B, you know, you always worry in the NFL, age 31, how much football life is there left in Sopoaga?
Yeah, I mean, he's been really durable, so that's a very good sign for the Eagles. I mean, he's a guy who missed a lot of his rookie season with an injury, but since then, I mean, he's been out there for pretty much every game throughout his career. You know, as far as a leader, he's not a vocal guy. You know, he's a very quiet guy, and probably coming into a new environment, he'll probably kind of feel his way around a little bit. But he does have some of those, you know, lead by example. You know, I say he's not a vocal guy, but yet, you know, with the 49ers, oftentimes he would be out there doing the haka dance before games to get his teammates fired up. So I don't know that you will see that at this stage in his career coming to a new team, but he's a guy who does set a good tone. You know, you don't have to worry about him being underprepared. He's a tremendous notes taker. In fact, last year there was a day in training camp where Jim Harbaugh was in a particularly playful mood, and he gave the reporters kind of a tour of the locker room at a time when the reporters weren't allowed in the locker room. And one of the things he did was he went over to Isaac Sopoaga's locker in this, you know, virtually abandoned locker room and pulled out his notebook, not his playbook, but his notebook, his own personal notes, and showed the volume of notes that Isaac Sopoaga takes. So you're getting a true professional, you know, a guy who takes his job seriously, and I think it's a reflection on him that Tom Gamble, the former 49ers, you know, personnel director, now with the Eagles, would want a guy like that on his team. I mean, it said something that, you know, when Tom Gamble goes over there, you know, he gave Isaac Sopoaga a very high recommendation.
All right, so, Matt, as we speak, now the Eagles visiting with Ricky Jean-Francois, another 49ers defensive lineman, not signed at this moment. But in the instance that it does happen, what kind of player, person, character would the Eagles be adding should that deal go down?
You know, Ricky's draft stock dropped a lot, and I think because of character issues. You know, he was kind of an outspoken guy at LSU. I remember him making some comments about Tim Tebow, how they were going to take him out of a game when LSU played Florida. So his draft stock dropped, but the 49ers did their homework on him. They ended up drafting him, and he's been a very good guy in that locker room. I mean, if you talk to him, it's pretty easy to talk to him because he's always talking, and not in a bad way. You know, he likes to talk. I mean, whether it's on the team bus, just talking to himself or whatever. So he's a vocal guy. He's a good guy. He's a hard worker. He's a very versatile player. You know, he's not as big as Sopoaga, but he's versatile. He can play anywhere on that defensive line. I think he can play in a 3-4. I think he can play in a 4-3. So he's a guy who hasn't tapped all of his potential yet. I think it's probably been a really big boon to his career that he's been in the same locker room, the same meeting room with guys like Justin Smith, one of the all-time best pros out there as far as a guy who approaches his job. And also Sopoaga, just observing him and Ray McDonald. So it's been difficult for him to get on the field and make much of an impact. But, you know, he's a guy who's a versatile guy and who can be an asset to any defense.
Very good. Matt, we appreciate it. Matt Maiocco, CSN Bay Area. Thanks so much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We'll be right back.